Well, Secret Keeper Girl, the name really came out of the heart that I had for girls to keep the secrets of true beauty and modesty alive for the whole girl world. So there are truths about true beauty that the world slaughters every day with Photoshop and filters and all this kind of stuff, right? That's not really beautiful. It is appealing to us, but it's not what the definition of beauty is because it's not real. To me, it has to be real to be beautiful, right? And so these poreless faces, there's no pores in these women, let alone zits, right? That's not real. And so I want girls to recognize that that's not real, and I want them to keep true beauty alive. That doesn't matter what size she is, what color she is, what color her hair is, whether it's straight or curly, like the being unique and different. That's what's beautiful, according to God's word in Song of Solomon. And so I wanted to keep that alive, but I also wanted to keep alive the secret of modesty and the power of it. We have this special power to allow people to see our inner workings, our good works. And I, in Secret Keeper Girl, the book, the core book for our ministry, I talk about how you can meet two twins. They can look identical. And if one of them is mean and snarly and selfish, and the other one is giving and gentle and kind, it's so interesting that the first time you see them, they look very much the same. But the one with the internal beauty becomes more appealing, more beautiful to you, as the one with all those ugly character traits becomes less beautiful to you. Everybody's met someone like that, where they make a first impression, and then you're like, oh, they're much more beautiful than I realized. Oh, they're not so beautiful after all. What is inside of us is really what ultimately determines how people perceive us. And I want the girls to keep that secret alive for all the girl world.